Hey there, welcome to Intentional Living Center today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson live, and the doors are open, and we're going to be talking and helping rookie parents. You're just getting started the first time around as a parent, maybe a young parent, and we're going to ask those that are veterans, those who are listening, you have been down the trail raising your kids, and you look back maybe with some regrets, maybe with some real joy, and you say, hey, there's one thing if I could share with a first-time parent, here's what it would be. What's that one thing you want to share with the thousands of first-time parents listening today? What is it? Are you ready? This is a short half hour, so call quickly, 888-888-1717. This is Intentional Living.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, counselor and coach, husband and father, and your advocate for the family. Call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. And now from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your kids, here's Randy.
All right, thank you much, and welcome to Intentional Living Center today. And if you have been watching or listening to the news or keeping track of what's going on, you know that we've had another, another major shooting incident, and 14 people, innocent people, were killed. 17 were injured in San Bernardino, California. And of course, there's been so much talk about the motivation and the motives behind that. But I found it disturbing when I saw that some who posted, some of our political leaders who responded to the tragedy by tweeting and asking for prayer, which is very appropriate. Prayer at a time, I mean, you think about it, the power of prayer that has been so transforming that the New York Daily News published giant headlines, God isn't fixing this. And again, an attack on now even on prayer. And I bring this up, not to be political, I bring this up because here's what I'm convinced of as we stay on topic for young parents today. You know, guys, listen, you guys are young couples, or you're a young single mom or dad, and you're getting off to a start, and you're a Christian, and you love God. My challenge to you is you have to be so firmly rooted in knowing why you believe what you believe and the love of God that you can raise your children in a time when you are not going to have the support of the culture. You're not going to have the support of generally what older parents had in past generations. And I think of what Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 3, as he talks about how we conduct our lives in times of difficulty. He says to sanctify the Lord, what the big word sanctify means, to set apart the Lord God in your heart. And I would say this to young parents, and always be ready to give a defense for everything and everyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and with fear, having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. In other words, just the way you live. You know, your kids are going to grow up in this day and age, and they're going to challenge, why, mom or dad, do you believe what you believe? Do they see it in your life? Do they see it in how you live? Do they see it in how you make decisions? Not perfectly, but to allow the love of God. Do your kids see you pray? Do they see you trying to live your life in obedience and, or as we say, intentionally for Christ? Show them how to love by loving them. Show them how to trust God by trusting God yourself. Show them how to become confident, young men and women, in Christ, by being confident in your walk with Christ. And to pursue what is best in life, humility, simplicity, pursuing those things that are godly, pursuing those things that will build you up. If you're married, to make your marriage work. If you're single, to live a life of holiness and purity before God and before your family. To work hard and to provide for your family, and to, you know, be involved in a local church where the Bible's being taught, and bringing the right kind of friends around your kids. So I've given you my advice, young parents, from having been apart, my wife and I raising three children that are now adults and now have grandchildren. And I would ask others that you've been down the trail, what's one thing, I've shared several, but what one thing would you share with a up-and-coming first-time parent, a word of wisdom, something that would be cogent, a cogent thought, something that is you've thought about, and this is an opportunity to tell across America and around the world young parents one thing that you would encourage them with. Okay? 888-888-1717 is my number. This is Intentional Living.
Hi, this message is for the young lady who has the 2.5-year-old and the 4-month-old, and she's only 20. I just want to tell her that the best thing she can do is just to stay home and relax and enjoy her babies now while they're little. I'm a 49-year-old mother of a beautiful, beautiful young woman in medical school, and she is going to be a doctor. And I have a son who is a brave young man in the military. They're both in the mid-20s, and I'm in college myself. And I just had to wait this long. I'm so glad I did. We put up with rusty cars and old furniture, but I was home chasing butterflies with my children and making snowmen and baking cookies and playing in the dirt. So I just ask her to stay home. She'll never regret it.
There's one mom's story, some input. And as we think of those who are going through loss today, and I'm sure there were parents and young moms and dads whose lives were taken yesterday in this tragic shooting in San Bernardino, we know that tragedy happens every day around the world. But as everything focused on this one story once again, I think about the power and the importance as parents and grandparents to take advantage of every day that God has given us as we pray for these families that have gone through this tragedy, which we believe in the power of prayer, that we're also praying that God will give us strength to be the parent or grandparent that he intends for us to be. All right, I'm going to move through these quickly. One thought for young parents, 888-888-1717. Let's go. Rosemary, you're first.
Hi. I just, I don't remember the lady's name that just spoke, but I fully agree with everything she said. Be home with the children. Those 10 years, 9.5 years, were the best of all the best over the years raising those two little boys. And I just want to move on through her day. I have found in those 9 years that I was home with the children, before I went back to a local university and worked full-time once they were in first grade, and the second, the oldest was in third, that the two things, make sure you have bunk beds when the youngest is 5 and whatever age the oldest is, bunk beds. And those moments just before they go to sleep, it was a routine for mom to just make sure they were tucked in and they just had their favorite things with them in bed, but it was lights out. We didn't have electronics then.
All right, so
TV.
What's the one thing? What is it?
What's the one thing?
One thing.
The one thing is to find out how was your day. What was your special part of today? And they would just peel it out.
Yeah, in
what
other
was
words,
the worst thing of the day? And they sometimes hesitated. Sometimes it was something still unresolved between the two of them. But mom, in the dark, first at the bottom bunk and then standing with the top bunk, we'd go over what the children shared.
All right. Share with your kids. I appreciate you, Marianne. Rosemary, I got to move on to Leslie in Michigan. All right, what's your one thing, Leslie, for young parents today?
Hi, Dr. Carlson.
Hi there.
My advice would be to hold them. Get them out of the buckets, out of the strollers. Hold their hand. Hold them against you. Let them hear your heartbeat. Let them smell you. Feel your warmth. And just engage physically with your child. I do have some concerns that we have this barrier between our kids, I ate many a meal that was cold, but I was holding my child at the table, at a restaurant, or at home. And I truly believe that that is important.
Well, you're speaking about holding. I'm looking in the other room here, Leslie, and our daughter, Andrea, our middle of our three children, is here with two of our grandchildren. Little Elias. Hello there, Eli. How you doing, buddy? And then little Aya, our little grandbaby granddaughter. Hi there, Aya. And she's holding them close in between sips of her coffee that she got from someplace here. But, you know, as young parents, to hold your kids, to just connect with them, this time passes so very quickly. Let me get one more. Thank you, Leslie. Appreciate it. Let me get Darren on from Georgia. Welcome to the program, hey. Darren. What's your one thing?
Well, you know, I have to say, I'm a young parent as well. I'm only 31, and I've got a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. So I'm not really qualified to say what helps with young kids. But I will say one thing going to the past 4 years is that you've got to be patient with each other as parents, especially in those early days, because nobody's getting any rest. Getting any sleep. I mean, you're functioning on 3-4 hours of sleep a night, plus going to work and providing meals and all that. So just take it easy on each other. You know, me and my wife, we get tired, and those frustrations would come out on each other. And, of course, our young children were there to see that, and it's not always the ideal picture. So if you can just take it easy with each other, especially when nobody's getting any sleep, because we all know we don't function very well.
Yeah,
a little bit of rest.
Absolutely. Being sleep-deprived can bring out the worst. Very good advice. So you've got some wisdom there. At 31, you've been there. You have enough experience to pass on to the young parents to get started.
Well, you got to take shifts. You know, let the wife get up one night and then let the husband get up one night. The worst thing is when the baby cries in the middle of the night and you hear it on the baby monitor, every parent has that same reaction. They who's going to get it? Whose turn is it this time, you know? And if you can work out a shift or a balance, everybody will get some rest, and you'll get along a lot better.
Good suggestion. Thank you, Darren. Appreciate your call, my friend.
No problem. Thank you, Darren.
I'm going to take a 60-second break to hug my grandkids. Okay? I'll be right back with more calls. 888-1717. One piece of advice that you'd give, one thought, one cogent thought that you've been down the trail a little bit long enough to say to a young parent, hey, here's one thing that would make a difference. 888-1717.
As I had 4 children, and at that time we did not have disposable diapers, I had no washer or dryer or dishwasher. I was very busy, and I would get very tired. But I made a choice, and I intentionally said, I am choosing to change this diaper. When I swept the floor, I knew I did not have to, but it was a choice. And I would say, I'm doing this because I choose to. I did get tired and overwhelmed at times, but this one thought that was given to me gave me a new perspective on why I was a mother.
It's a matter of staying focused and being intentional. You know, intentional living in this day and age, I think now more than ever, as a young parent, as a Christian parent, if we're not intentional, everything in the world, all the stresses, the anxiety, the lostness of the world around us can suck us in. But when we choose to be intentional, what a difference it really makes. And you know what? I wish we were on TV right now, because I have little Eli Stroop, Carlson Stroop, one of our grandsons, sitting right on my lap here, and he's all of 2 years old. Wow, how you doing, Eli? Can you say hi into that microphone so everybody can hear you? Can you say hi?
No.
You can't say hi?
No.
No? Are you having a good day with your mom and your sister?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Well, let's see if we can get some ideas from other parents who are listening to help young parents here. Donna's on the line. Hi there, Donna.
Hello, how are you today, Randy?
Oh, I'm actually doing much better now that I've got the grandkids here. This is great.
He sounds adorable.
Yeah, what advice would you give to a young parent getting started?
Well, in those most chaotic times when the kids seem to be at their peak of being in chaos, taking a deep breath and praying, and just realizing that this is your best opportunity to show them just how much you love them.
Which is hard when you're right in the middle of it, isn't it?
Absolutely. But there are times I was a night worker for a while, and so those transitional times in the daytime coming home from school, it was hard. And sometimes I know that when I did show them that patience, that it worked out much better.
Good for you. Well, I hope the young parents are listening. How many did you raise, Donna?
They were two, and they were 15 months apart. And they were just an absolute joy. And now they're adults, and they're both living out of state, and I miss them dearly. So I take this particular show to heart because they're great.
Well, thank you for sharing that with everyone, Donna. The young parents were, I hope young parents are listening. You're getting wisdom. We need that. We need to hear and learn from those who've gone ahead of us. You can join us at 888-888-1717 is the number. And you can tell us one thing. If you have been down the road raising your kids, maybe you're a grandparent now, maybe you have some teenagers, but you're looking back and you're saying, here's one thing that I've learned to be intentional about. That's made a difference. We've got some more calls for you coming up here in just a minute. Come and join us. I grew up in a little town in western Michigan, Muskegon, Michigan. It's right on the lake, Lake Michigan. And it's sort of, when I was growing up, it was an industrial town. And we lived in kind of a middle class, lower middle class part of the community. And I can remember walking down the alley from where I lived, and there was a guy down the street that raised homing pigeons. And homing pigeons are the ones that fly and then always come back. And so a couple times a week, he would open up his pens, and these pigeons would come out and fly around and around and around the neighborhood. And on some signal that he would make or whatever, they would go right back into the pen, and then he would lock it up and they would be there. And I always thought to myself, even as a kid, how come a bird who's been locked up all the time has the freedom to get out, fly around, could take off, wouldn't have to come back? And yet some signal seemed to draw him right back into that cage. And I'm thinking to myself, isn't that what we do in our lives? It's like we get a freedom. We experience freedom in Christ. We've seen victory in our life. And then we go right back into the pen. And that's really what happens with these marital dips. We get in a low point, and it's like sometimes we don't learn the lesson. You know, we come back and then we go right into it again. We go over and over and over in the same process.
That's an excerpt right from one of the lessons. There are six lessons plus a bonus lesson on marriage called Love Your Marriage, Lessons on Intentional Marriage. And that's from lesson number 5 on facing marital dips together, because marriage has dips: health, finance, loss of jobs, a death in the family, unresolved conflicts. Life is going to have dips. And how you deal with the dips make all the difference. Dealing with the high points, that's easy. Dealing with things when they're kind of steady is pretty easy. But when the dips come, you really see what you're made of. And that's just an excerpt from one of the six lessons plus a bonus session on the 7-session Love Your Marriage, Lessons on Intentional Marriage DVD and study guide. It's designed for personal study, small group study, church, Sunday school, married couple study. And you know what? As we're wrapping up this year, boy, we could use your help. Your support allows us to do this ministry, and God bless you for standing with us. And I'd love to get this to you as a gift from our ministry to you. When you would join us in monthly support as a member of Intentional Living, or if you could share a gift of $100 or more right now to help us close out this year, I want to send this to you as a way of saying thank you, and God bless you. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and click on the donate button up in the right-hand corner and come and join us. We've got more calls coming your way in just a moment as we give advice to rookie parents from Intentional Living.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy?
Thank you, Kurt, and welcome back. We got more calls to get to here as folks are sharing some advice for rookie parents. Let's go to Trish, who's on the line with a comment. Hi, Trish.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. You've been down the trail parenting?
Oh, yeah. I have three kids. One of them is still at home, but the other two are grown.
All right, so you qualify. What do you say to a young mom or dad just getting started?
Well, I would say to celebrate who your child is instead of trying to make them into this person that you want them to be.
Hmm. Give an example in your own case how that worked.
Well, a really good example is my oldest daughter. And my oldest daughter, when she was really small, she took an interest to the military. And she was really curious about why she had such a call, so to speak. Anyway, so she came to me and asked me about it. And, of course, my daughter, you know, she's my daughter. I'm like, oh, can we be, how about a doctor? We can be a doctor. We can be, you know, this or we can be that. But in my heart, I knew that this was really what she was called to do. And it didn't make sense. So we started exploring together in Bradford and found the story of Deborah. And we really researched that and she looked into it, and she went on to go to West Point and graduated and is now an Apache pilot.
Wow.
And the coolest part is she was one of the very, very first women that graduated from Ranger School.
Wow. And you just think all you wanted her to be was a doctor.
You know. So, and just to watch how God was involved in that whole
something.
thing, not something that I ever could have even dreamed up for what I wanted my child to do.
Mm.
But yet, amazing. And I can't wait to see how God's going to use just all that she's done so far. She's 25 years old, and just amazing, amazing. And her testimony is just fabulous. And so anyway, so that would be my advice, is to not try to make your child fit into the mold that you have for what they should be, but just celebrate who they are.
And I think and I agree with you totally, Trish, and I think what happens so often is that we identify with the child that's most like us, and it's easy for us to see their path or her path and kind of relate to it because it's kind of the path that we're comfortable with. But then you have a child that has a different dream, a different calling on their life, and it's easy not to understand that. When you look back later and you see, hey, this was obviously God's path for your daughter, and look what's happened in her life and where she is, and it's a reminder, hey, you got to let God do the work in your children's life and not jump in too soon and try to manipulate or control. And I think of the verse it says in Proverbs 22:6, figure out, you know, what the unique bent of your child, and when they're old, they won't depart from it. And your daughter had a unique bent, and you let God do a work in her life, and good for both of you.
Yeah, well, thank you. And that's true. We use that as a motto to figure out our child's bent, and we homeschooled and did things a little unconventionally.
Yeah.
And I have three very strong-willed children, and so they didn't fit into a public anything very well, you know? And but the strength was there. It was God-given. It wasn't something that that God intended for them to have to get rid of.
Mm-hmm. And they're using it. They're using it. You know, you talk about strong-willed. My daughter's here. She stopped by and with two of our grandkids, little Eli and Aya, and they're both, you know, under two. And Andrea was, and I talk about this in conferences, she was our strong-willed one. She and I were the ones that knocked heads. I had a different view of how things to be, and yet she grew up as a young woman. She went to the mission field, went to Mongolia for 3 years. She knew that's where God wanted her to be and gave her life to ministering to the Mongolians, and now she's raising her family, and this is a passionate young woman who's taken that strong will. And I tell parents, young parents, you know, thank God for this strong-willed child. If you can help direct that in a direction where they turn out to go to the mission field, they turn out to become an accomplished part of the military, or they become the parent that God intended, whatever, to use that confidence to really become all that God had for them. I think it's fantastic. So congratulations, Trish.
Well, thank you.
All right, and happy Christmas to you as well. All right, one more. I think I got time for one more. Do I? Let me get Verna on here. She's on the line. What do you do, Verna, as a parent that you'd pass on to a young parent today?
I would find and designate a place for the child to go to get a hold of their own emotions. Originally, we used the corner as a punishment, and then things were escalating, and his pediatrician recommended, Marcin's pediatrician said, first of all, allow them to fail at home where it's safe. Mm-hmm. Allow them to find out, to learn from that, because they have to. That's part of God's process. And then find a place that they can go to cheat, that, to get a hold of themselves and use that. When you're getting out of control, why don't you go to to the corner? When you are ready to come back and join us, when you feel under control, you come back and we'll be glad to have you. It wasn't easy. We wanted to punish, but we held back. And our amazing young man, he's now 28. He went on to do a lot of things. And we found, for us, the Montessori education was the best approach for him.
Yeah, but very tactile. And
kids, I just want to say to the parents with young kids, don't use removal and isolation as a punishment. Allow them to choose that for themselves, and then we, welcome them back, like the prodigal son, welcome them back without reservation when they feel ready to rejoin.
Very good. Thank you, Verna. And it's a reminder, when you think of Scripture, we're taught to discipline, which is discipleship, to train our children in the way they should go. As the Scripture says, when they're old, they won't depart from it. And so my closing parting thought here for parents on this day is this. As we think about all that's going on in the world and the opportunities that you have and some of the tips that you heard today, I believe that what I read at the beginning of this half hour really needs to sink deeply into your heart. Sanctify the Lord God, it says in 1 Peter chapter 3. Set God apart in your heart. And always be ready to give a defense for everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. And the question that comes out of that is, do you know where your hope is from? Are you strong enough in your own faith, confident enough in your own faith, confident enough in being as a person who you are and knowing who you are, that you can pass that on to the next generation? There is a intentional challenge for you for the next 30 days. I am Dr. Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living. We love you guys. Thank you for standing with us in prayer and all of you who support the ministry. Coming up next week, Love Your Marriage. We're going to give a whole week during this year-end special giving opportunity with a special teaching and encouragement for your marriage and family. That'll be next week. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.